Good morning and welcome to all our church family of Abbotsford Anglican and all those who are joining us and listening in for the first time today. We are so pleased you can join us. My name is Karen and I'm a member of our ministry team and I will be leading us through our time of worship this morning. With me today is our minister, Reverend Trevor Young, also David, who will be bringing us the Bible readings. The music team with Sam, Rosemary, Yung Lan and Amber and Diane. We've been gathering to worship God, hear from his word, offer prayers and seek to encourage one another in our faith in Jesus Christ through these online services for 4 months now. While it's not how we would choose things to be, we are so thankful that you have persevered and continued to join us each week. And now we have the great joy of looking forward to gathering again in person next Sunday morning here in the church building. And we will give you more details about that later in the service. But during these last months, we've all had to deal with the impacts of COVID-19 in different ways. And we will continue to do so. But I think it's fair to say that our confidence in all sorts of things has been tested. Our confidence in the government, the health system, our own safety when moving about the shops, or even in returning to church. All this is reasonable and to be expected. But the great news that we want to share with you today can give you complete confidence amidst these times of uncertainty. When we put our trust in the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have full assurance of God's forgiveness, faithfulness and love for all eternity. Trevor has much more to share with us about this, and we shall remember Christ's great love for us as we share in the Lord's Supper together today. You might like to pause the recording here, and if you haven't already, get yourself a small drink and piece of bread or biscuit so you're ready for when we come to that part of the service. So as we begin our formal time together, hear these words of God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. Let's pray together. Almighty God, you know our hearts, and nothing can be hidden from you. By your Holy Spirit, cleanse our thoughts and desires so that we may truly love you and bring honor to your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So then, let's stand and rejoice in the Lord as we sing to our Savior who reigns over a kingdom that will never fail.
Thanks and save and triumph ever more. Lift up your take his servants up to their eternal home. We soon shall hear the angel's voice, the trumpet sounds, rejoice, rejoice.
As we come to hear God's word read, let me pray. Gracious God, as the Bible is read and taught to us today, deliver us from unbelief and disobedience. Help us to exhort and encourage one another, that none may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Produce in us the fruit of your Spirit for the glory of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Our Bible reading today is from Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 5. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God." First he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law." Then he said, "Here I am, I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write it on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, a sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, everyone. Keep your Bibles open there. And today we're thinking of the sermon title, "Because of Christ, We Have Confidence." And it's from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 25. What you have before you and me, what we have before us this morning from God's word, is profound and life-changing knowledge, and is the heart and message of Christianity and the Christian confidence to approach God in all that that word approach means. The passage before us this morning from God's word is profound and life-changing in that what we're told goes against what we instinctively believe and want to believe, and for many struggle with throughout their life, even the Christian. And yet, when understood, will either make us so frustratingly insecure and uncomfortable that we angrily dismiss it, but for others, embraced, unburdens, and releases life in all its fullness as God intended it to be for us. What we have before us in God's word this morning is about being right with God, knowing we are right with God, and living life right with God. Being right with God is not about us making ourselves good enough for God, as if I could, by a life lived, qualify myself to be right with him and remain right with him. Or if I could, by making amends for wrongs, atone for them, and gain God's approval or regain it. This is what we instinctively believe and want to believe, and what many think Christians believe. But being right with God is not what we have done, but what God in Christ has done for us. Look there at verses 5 to 14 to begin with. Verses 5 to 14 speak of the practice that God once instituted for dealing with our self-centered, selfish natures, which the Bible calls sin. Sin has made people and keeps people not right with God, not holy. Jewish priests would offer day in and day out burnt sacrifices for sin. But that which was burnt as a sacrifice never satisfied God's desire, nor did it please God, verses 5, 6, and 8. Nor did it take away, atone for, sin, verse 11. Though they were offered in accordance with the law, verse 8, what God instituted and what God wanted, it was not the practice of sacrificing that did not satisfy God's desire or please him. It was that which was sacrificed that was never good enough. For God had planned a better sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice, the sacrifice that would be sacrificed once and for all for sin at the right time. Verse 5, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God. What was that will? What was the sacrifice that would atone for sin? Verse 10. The sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, God the Son himself offered in the flesh. Not my body or yours or another, or deeds done in and by our body or that of another, but by the body of Jesus Christ on the cross. Full, perfect, and sufficient was the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ on the cross for sin, that it needed only to be sacrificed once and once for all. Look there at verse 12. But when this priest, referring to Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. By Christ's sacrifice of his body on the cross, we can know that we are right with God. For it's not you or I, who by our deeds or good works has made and makes us holy, right with God, but Christ's good work alone done for us, once and for all. Verses 10 and 12. By that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Christian knows that they are right with God by Christ's good work done for them, and not their own. For when we doubt or need reassurance or confronted with a way of atonement with God and remembrance of him that is by some other way than Christ's alone, that the Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. He draws us back to and reminds us of what God's word has said and has promised and been given to us, as he is doing now. Look there at verses 15 to 18. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant, the promise I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds," he adds. "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary." Because of Christ and the cross, we have confidence that we are right with God, and know we are right with God, and therefore can approach God. We can be in his thoughts, his will, his life, his presence, in relationship with him, in Christ together, in belief, prayer and worship, encouragement and doing good. We can live life right with God. Therefore, verses 9 to 25, and I conclude with these. Brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you, with great thanks to you for what you have done for us in Christ, we ask now, Heavenly Father, that we may do what your word requires of us to do. And we ask it in his name. Amen.
Thank you, Trevor. Let's stand and confidently affirm what it is we believe. Together. Jesus Christ, in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let's remain standing and continue to declare our praise and worship in song to our God and Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated, everyone. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together. A set prayer for today. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace that we may always thankfully receive the benefits of his sacrifice and also daily endeavour to follow the blessed steps of his most holy life through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let us pray now for all people and for the church throughout the world. Almighty and ever-living God, we are taught by your holy word to make prayers and to ask things of you and to give thanks for all people. We ask you now in your mercy to accept and receive our prayers which we offer to your divine majesty. We begin by praying for that you will lead the nations of the world in the ways of righteousness and peace, and that you'll guide their rulers in wisdom and justice for the tranquility and good of all. Bless especially your servant Elizabeth, our Queen, her representatives and ministers, her parliaments, and all who exercise authority in this land. Grant that they may impartially administer justice, restrain wickedness and vice, and uphold integrity and truth. And we ask of your goodness, Lord, to comfort and sustain all who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And today we think especially of the Moss family. We beseech you to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all who confess your holy name may agree in the truth of your holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially our Archbishop Glenn, our Regional Bishop Michael, and all clergy in this diocese, that by their life and teaching they may set forth your true life-giving word and rightly and duly administer your holy sacraments. And to all your people, give your heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation that gathers, that they may receive your word with reverent and obedient hearts and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we also bless your holy name for all your servants who have died in faith. Give us grace to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of your eternal kingdom. Grant this, Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, who lives with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Loving Father, we think of your work throughout the world, and we think particularly, even though it's not out in the world, we think out west. We think today of the Blair family, and we bring them before you and their ministry amongst refugees in Western Sydney. We rejoice with them. With some restrictions for gathering now lifted, it's allowed them to meet with refugees, and in particular, youth. We hope that seeing the Jesus video and knowing who and what your son Jesus has done for them has helped those youth dealing with their trauma of being refugees or family members. We give you thanks with Cameron for the opportunities he has had to talk with a particular Hindu man about faith in you. We thank you for this man's interest and questions, hoping that this man too may come to know Christ as we have come to know him, as the way, the truth, and the life, and being right with you is through Christ. We trust that the mid-year online conference that Cameron is running this week, Foster's in week, will have those 21 students attending, fostering confidence in their prayer life, knowing that you are good and sovereign. And we give you thanks that during this time of isolation, Hannah has been able to paint some beautiful native flowers in watercolours that were turned into cards and given to some of her refugee friends from Iran, Afghanistan and Syria, with messages of comfort from the Bible translated into Farsi, Dari and Arabic. We thank you for the encouragement, hearing how happy they were to be prayed for and to see their faces when they dropped off some fresh fruit and veggies along with these cards. And so we give you thanks for the Blair family today and for your ministry through them. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. And we look forward to gathering together in prayer and worship from next Sunday, Lord willing. And we're very mindful, Father, of some that may be feeling uncertain about this, as well as those who are very confident about coming back. Lord, we pray that we may, what we do, will be pleasing in your sight. Continue to guide us as you have over these past 3 months to 4 months. We thank you for the hard work that our wardens and parish council have done to make sure that when we return, it will be safe for us to do so. Guide us now in this final week as we come to know how to meet in the time that we've got, and continue to give us that ongoing patience as we wait, looking forward to that day when we see you face to face. And we ask this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, we now come to share in the Lord's Supper together. Listen to the welcoming words our Saviour Christ says to all who turn to him. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hear what the Apostle Paul says. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And hear what the Apostle John says. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. As you can hear from God's word read just then, at the heart of the Christian life is active trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving death for sin. In this symbolic meal, originating from Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, we express and deepen our trust in him as we eat and drink with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord's Supper is an outward and visible sign of the grace shown to us in Christ. As we share bread and wine together, we are invited to feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We are faced again with God's love for the unworthy, and we are strengthened by faith in the one whose body was given and whose blood was shed for us. So come then with heartfelt repentance and genuine trust in the Lord Jesus, realizing the profound significance of sharing in this way. If in good conscience it would not be right for you to participate, now please use this time now to reflect on God's love for us in Christ. I'll let you just take a short moment of silence and reflection and reverence as we think on this. Well, knowing the goodness of God, and the time we have failed to respond with love and obedience, let's confess our sins together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son Jesus Christ, in whom there is no condemnation. Amen. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. We praise and thank you, Heavenly Father, for every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom we have forgiveness of sins, the gift of your Spirit, and the hope of sharing in your glory. We who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of your Son. He loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Therefore, we lift our voices to praise you, saying, glory to God in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Well, going back in time, on the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the meal, he took the cup, and again giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Together, Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation and pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, believing our Saviour's word, may be partakers of his body and blood. Amen. As we eat the bread and as we drink the cup, we proclaim the Lord's death. We do this until he returns. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, let us eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for us and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Amen.
I hope you're all excited about next Sunday. I sure am. We will soon it will soon be made clear to us whether we will be able to fit everyone in one service, or whether we might have to split. But please look out for the email that you're going to get from Trevor this week, or look at the website if you don't have access to the email, just to see what's happening for next Sunday so that you're clear. It is the numbers that we know are coming that will determine which way it operates. So please, if you've not yet done so, please let Janice know today if you are or are not coming, so that we can actually make those arrangements in preparation. Now, if you have any concerns at all about returning, please don't hesitate to call Trevor, and I'm sure he'll give you some clarity as you need. Monday, the 6th of July, which is the following day, we have our prayer and praise. I think that would be a very timely opportunity to come and join in our church foyer together at socially appropriate distance, to pray to our God and thank him and praise him for all he's done, and to offer prayers for the things that we know are needed around us. And thank you for still giving during this time of not meeting. With a return to church, please consider giving on via online through direct debit from now on. A number of us have started doing that, and the handling of paper envelopes by the counters on return will still be done, but we're being encouraged not to use paper or transfer paper items between people. So if you need help, please contact Janice or Steve and clarify what that is needing, what you need to do to set that up. And looking forward to the school holiday sermon series, What a Good God God Is, from the books of Jonah and from Luke 15. So I look forward to seeing you all back next Sunday.
Thanks, Diane. Well, as we come to the end of our time together and our final song, we've heard that Jesus Christ is the one in whom we can have full confidence in all that he has done for us. We can face all things knowing that Christ, by his Spirit, dwells within us, enabling us to draw our confidence from him alone. So let's stand and sing, "Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me."
Complete.
still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips
as we look to the coming week, let's close on these wonderful words. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore.